Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody who is able to hear and or see this. Hi to everyone on Twitter, Facebook, and maybe my blog. This is Jared Jika, a.k.a. Jammin' Jerry, and I've got a doozy for everybody. This message, or this boom, is mainly for people who are smart about the iPhone 6. If you are not 100% sure of your answer, please try to, I don't know how I want to say it, but basically, here's what's going on. I had to leave T-Mobile. Why? Because even though I'm supposed to be able to roam on AT&T's towers here in Kenton, that's K-E-N-T-O-N, Ohio, for whatever reason, it says no. I've been in about a five-month battle with T-Mobile about it, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't work. So my account, as of July 1st, will be off. Now, here's the question we have. I bought an iPhone 6 from T-Mobile. This phone is now unlocked. Okay. T-Mobile, when they sell them, they are locked until you pay them off. And they do an unlock based on Apple ID. And it unlocks the phone. When the iPhone 6 came out, I was under the impression that there would only be one iPhone 6 model sold in the U.S., whether you're AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, T-Mobile. It didn't matter. One iPhone 6 was supposed to work. At least I was under the impression that there was one iPhone 6 that worked on all four. And that's what was being sold in the U.S., however, in doing some research today, and Dusty has been helping with said research, we are finding that there are at least two model numbers, possibly three, of the iPhone 6. Now, the model numbers on the Apple website show up as like A1549, A1526, A1529, A1586. The problem is when I went into my iPhone, the model number shows up as something totally different. I forget exactly what it shows up as, but it's like MG5T22, I don't know. Or no, 2LL or something, slash A. Nothing remotely like what's on the Apple site. So what I'm trying to find out is, will this iPhone that I have work on Verizon? Yes or no? Send in your comments, please. Thank you.